things were tight and short from what I remember, but I think that's pretty standard. And Centennial banned a lot of that right after Columbine. They like really cracked down on the dress code. So skirts had to be a certain length, and shirts had to be, tank tops had to be a certain, straps had to be a certain width, and no overalls. Overalls were really popular, but you couldn't wear them to school anymore. I guess Gap was in its heyday at that point. It was coming back from sort of being really weird in the early 90s. So just the simple jeans, t-shirt was, that's what I remember most people wearing, jeans and a t-shirt. Boys and girls. I mean, I don't remember, girls would sometimes wear skirts to come in looking nice, but I can probably count on my two hands the number of days I came in a skirt or a dress. It was usually jeans and a t-shirt, jeans and a nice sweater. Or, I mean, you try to look nice at school, so yeah, you'd spend too much money on stupid things. But for the most part, it was, like, very simple.
Where did kids hang out? Was there, like, a hangout area? Was there typical places you guys would go on the weekends or after school?
There were, but it constantly changed. In ninth grade, we would normally just hang out at people's houses, because that was the easiest place to get to. Or the mall, North Point Mall, was just built, or it was relatively new. It's not what it is now. We would go there a lot. And then when we all started to drive, we would go to, there was a coffee place across the street called Harvest Moon that was only there for about a year, but we would always hang out there. And once that closed, we would go to the nearest Starbucks, whatever that happened to be. What else was there? There was a smoothie place in more towards Alpharetta called Zuby Juice that we would go to just, you know, to get smoothies. You didn't actually hang out there, but we would go get smoothies there and stuff. That's about it. The North Point area was really big, so we would go to movies and that Starbucks, that Barnes & Noble that's there, that's still, I mean, anytime I go there, there's tons of high schoolers there. And any of those shops all along there, we would go to.
Where did you do most of your shopping? Did you shop at North Point Mall? Did you go to Atlanta? Or?
No, I'd go to North Point Mall. It was easiest to get to. Once I started driving, it was closer than any other mall. I actually hadn't, I don't think I went to Lenox until I moved back to Atlanta from New York recently, like officially. I mean, I've been there. I'd been to Lenox before, but I never went there for shopping when I was in high school, because it was, like, far. So I would go to North Point. And, yeah, I did most of my shopping at North Point or the Walmart or Target, places like that.
What about driving? How did you get to school? Did you bus drive?
I bused for the first 2 years, ninth and 10th grade, and then I got a car my junior year, right after I turned 16.
Did most kids have cars around that time?
Yeah, most kids had cars. Most kids had new cars.
Do you have any car?
I did have a new car, but I only had a new car because my mom was having surgery.
What kind of car did you have?
I had a truck.
What's the relationship like between Atlanta and Roswell? People come to Atlanta a lot, you think, young kids? And now, do you feel you have a connection with the area? How do you feel the two places coexist?
I guess, I think a lot of people go to Atlanta for special occasions, either to go to the theater or to go out to eat somewhere nice or go shopping at a nice mall. I know we would come to Phipps when we wanted to do something nice and different. Sorry. Why would they coexist? I guess people come into Atlanta. I know that when I was living out of state, I would say that I lived in Atlanta because Atlanta's easier to recognize than Roswell. Roswell doesn't have the same name recognition that